He woke up to find the sun in his eyes and the scarecrow shaking him. "Jack, wake up! Time for work! The birds have been up for some time. But, Jack, I need to have a word with you. In private." Jack rubbed his eyes and looked around. "We are in private," he said. "No, I mean more private," the scarecrow said in an urgent whisper. "Away from, you know." He gestured over his shoulder and nodded backward in a meaningful way.
"Ah, I see," said Jack, who had no idea what he was talking about.
"Just give me a moment, and I'll meet you out by the well, master." The scarecrow nodded and strode out of the barn. Jack scratched his head. The rakes and hoes and brooms were perfectly still and silent.
"Must have been dreaming," Jack said to himself, and got up.
The farmer's wife gave him some bread and jam for breakfast, and Jack took it out to the well, where the scarecrow was waiting impatiently.
"What is it, master?" he said.
"I've decided to get married," the scarecrow told him. "As a matter of fact, I've fallen in love. Oh, Jack, she's so beautiful and such a delicate nature. You'd never believe it, but I feel almost clumsy beside her. Her grace, her charm. Oh, my heart is lost. I love her. I worship the ground she brushes."
"Brushes?" said Jack, his mouth full.
"She's a broom," the scarecrow explained. "You must have noticed her. The very pretty one. The lovely one. Oh, I adore her."
"Have you told her?"
"Ah, that's what I was going to tell you. I haven't got the nerve, Jack. My courage fails me. As soon as I look at her, I feel like an onion."
"An onion?"
"Yes, just like an onion. But I can't think of a thing to say, so you'll have to tell her."